aspect to this, it's the lizard part. Now, I'll tell you the straight skinny on the lizards, okay? All of the, now I'll just say it flat out, all of the lizard parasitic hosts as well. And Vril, Vrill, or Vril. Germans were into them. They had a club with Vril things. Anyway, there's like a 1 to 1.5 foot tall one. That's the Vril type one. It's got scales, red scales. There's a type two that is not parasitic, but it's still vicious, nasty, carnivorous. They're all carnivorous. And there's a type three that's 8 feet tall, that has a real long neck and looks like a gray alien. But it comes from deep, deep, deep underground. Like below deep base deep. They need a methane oxygen mix to breathe, and deep underground they got sulfur pools, I guess, that make this stuff. Anyway, they come up underneath the dome's bases. The government is complicit with them, basically. Now I have to tell you about the parasitic aspect of the lizards and why the Illuminati and the governments use them. Okay, I'm saying this in a nutshell, because it's very important. I want to get it all out on your show. Nobody's going to say this for fear of clone torture, remote-controlled death, or death by lizards 1,000 times until you die by a heart attack or something. But I figured I have to tell people because, well, they're getting me there anyway. They eased up lately, asking me not to talk about it anymore, but I'm just going to. The lizards have a thing, okay? They have what's called a proboscis. There's lizards out there today that have a proboscis on their face, okay? These things got it in the middle of their head, okay? And on the top of their head, this is the Vril type 1 and 2. 1 and 2, the type 2 have a proboscis sheath that comes out, it sticks out. The type 1s, for instance, it's like a micro, or a chocolate chip, it looks like, basically the tip of it. Now, one point in these things' lives, because they have a long lifespan, the lizard species. One point in their life, they can slowly wiggle this thing out, eject it, and it goes into somebody's eyeball, okay, another animal. Now, it wiggles in by the sense of taste. They described this to me so, when I was like 18 years old there, and told me about it different times throughout the years of going there. They can bring you there every single night if they want to, and they did bring me there every night. They laughed at me when I said I was going to tell the world about this. They said, nobody's ever going to believe me. You won't put it together in a eloquent way. People will think that technology isn't that advanced yet with cloning, because they just clone the sheep, right? No. They've been cloning people a long time this way. Thing is, the lizard, okay, the thing squiggles in through the eye. It does a spiral around the optic nerve all the way to a certain point, and it's driven there by taste. And they said once it gets there, it has the taste of butterscotch, and then it does a feeling like holding your breath and going, pushing outwards. And at the tip of this chocolate chip, it then starts what they call sweating the quill. Now, the spinal cord stuff comes out of the spinal cord, out of the chocolate chip thingy, and it's everything that the lizard is. The lizard's whole body is dead. That little lizard thing is dead. And it can't go back in. Can't get it back in. It's one way. Once it excretes this stuff, sweats this quill thing, the person's debilitated for an unknown amount of time. I don't know how long. But when they come,
thank you.
come back, they have to have some recovery time. But when they come back, they are not the person anymore. They are then the lizard. Let me put this to you flatly. The old person's consciousness is gone. The body is absolutely, totally dominated, and the lizard is smarter as a human then and totally controls everything. Over time, it'll develop a rash. It'll lose its hair. Thing is, these things are all over the place, and they mimic human behavior. In fact, one of their names in the past is mimic. A lot of the people that you hear about in the news that are getting people and chopping them up in the basement and eating them and stuff, frying them up, these are what they call drones. They're parasitic hosts of the lizards. They like to make them. The only thing a drone wants to do is make more, have sex, and torture someone. Like, it's a different kind of mentality. It's hard to explain. When they at the cloning station, when they victimize someone, it gives them a powerful feeling, and it's the nerdy way, you know, that nerdy aspect of it. I've got something over someone. But they do that to the extreme.